Chapter 7. When we left the Green Palace, the sun was low in the sky. I planned to go as far as possible into the woods before nightfall, so I could reach the White Sphinx early in the morning. I collected sticks and dry grass as we went to help me make a fire. My arms were full, and Weena was tired, so we made slow progress. It was dark when we reached the forest. We rested for a moment by some bushes, and that's when I became aware of the Morlocks nearby. I glanced up and saw three creatures trying to hide in the trees. We couldn't risk falling asleep so near to them. The woods were only about a mile across, so if we could reach the other side, we would be on open hills and no longer in danger. Then I had an idea. I would light a fire here to scare off the Morlocks, and then we could make our escape. I put down my sticks and grass and took my matches out of my pocket. Fire was a new experience for Weena, and when I lit the sticks, she reached out to touch it and play without fear. I had to hold her to prevent her from burning herself. I left the burning sticks on the ground and gripped Weena's hand to persuade her into the forest. The path was easy to follow by the light of the fire, and when I looked back, I saw that the fire had spread to the bushes and the grass on the hill. I was relieved. I had my iron bar as a weapon, and I felt sure the Morlocks couldn't harm us now. I was painfully aware of my feet on the ground, the light wind above the trees, and my heart beating in my chest. I lifted Weena and held her closely to me. Then I heard light footsteps behind me. I didn't pause. The footsteps got louder, and I heard whispers, just like in the underground cave. They were getting closer. I felt something pulling my coat, but it wasn't Weena. She was frozen with fear in my arms. I needed another match, but I had to put Weena down so I could reach into my pocket. She was on the ground, and I had my hand on the matches when I felt a struggle around my knees. Soft hands rubbed my back, and little teeth bit my neck. I managed to light the match, and I held it up. The Morlocks rushed to the safety of the trees. I looked down at Weena on the ground, and I wasn't certain she was breathing. I could hear the Morlocks cautiously approaching again. I lit the candle and threw it into the trees so the leaves burst into flames. The Morlocks screamed and retreated. I lifted Weena in my arms. We had to escape. But in the struggle with the Morlocks, I had lost my way. I had no idea which way to go, so I couldn't go on. I had to build a fire and remain here until dawn. I lay Weena on the ground, lit another candle, and began to collect more sticks and grass. As I moved, I could see the Morlocks' shining eyes. They were watching us from the trees. Then the candle went out. I quickly lit another match, and two white creatures that had been crawling towards Weena hurried away. One of them rushed towards me, and I punched it hard with my fist. I lit another candle and collected more wood for my fire. It was soon burning bright, so I felt safe again. Weena had fainted. She lay still on the ground. I sat down beside her. I was exhausted, and soon my eyes shut. I didn't think I slept, but the next thing I knew was when I opened my eyes, and the fire had gone out. The Morlocks had their hands on me. They grabbed and pulled me. I pushed them away violently, and put my hand in my pocket to get a match. The matchbox had gone. The Morlocks had stolen it while I slept. They felt safe in the dark, and their soft arms pushed me down to the ground. Their teeth bit my neck. I felt the iron bar under my back, and I gripped it with both hands. I swung the bar and smashed it into the face of the nearest Morlock. For a moment, I was free. I could not win this battle, but I would not give up. I swung my iron bar blindly. The Morlocks were screaming all around me, but none of them came near. Why weren't they attacking? I realized they were afraid. But of what? The forest seemed brighter, and then I saw the Morlocks running. Their backs were red, not white, and I noticed red lights through the trees. There was a smell of burning wood. Fire! The trees were on fire, and the Morlocks were afraid. I searched the ground for Weena, but she had vanished. The fire was spreading fast. I held my weapon in my hand and chased after the Morlocks. When I escaped from the trees, I stopped to breathe, and a Morlock raced past me and straight into the fire. The next thing I saw was the most horrible. The sky was as bright as day with the reflection of the fire. There was a small hill, like an island, in the fire, and more forest burning in the distance. I remembered there had been no rain since the hail on the day of my arrival, so everything was dry. On the hill, there were 30 or 40 Morlocks. They couldn't see anything in the bright light of the fire. They were rushing into each other. I smashed two of them with my iron bar. I killed one and wounded another. Then I saw their misery and heard their groans. I realized they were blind, and I did not attack any more. I searched that hill for any sign of Weena, but she was gone.